Cuta Luther.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It's Empowerment Saturday. 365 days of motivation and personal empowerment just for you. It's your main man, Marvin Rome, coming to you live again and in color for Empowerment Saturday. Another introspective look at what we do, how we do it, and what we need to do to just get by. We got a great show coming up for you today. Let's kick it. Right now. Oh, yeah. Hey now, there is no better love or no greater love than for love and self and kind. Welcome all to Empowerment Saturdays, 365 days of motivation and personal empowerment just for you. It's your main man, Marvin Rome, coming to you live for another episode of Empowerment Saturday. Today our topic will be Black people still don't get it. Black people don't get it. So the question is, what we don't get, how we don't get it, what we don't get, and why we don't get it, and what we need. And it's up to you, the listeners, to call in and tell us what you think. This is your show. It's a free space to say what you think. So if you want to call in, 845-277-9250 is the number to call. That's 845-277-9250. That's right. What in the world is Black people still don't get? So let's talk about the NAAEA first. NAAEA is an organization established just for you and your family, your friends. It's the African American Nation. That's right. It's a network of empowerment that says we need to do a few things. One, that is examine our politics. What is the African American political position in this country? You know, we've got an election coming up. So your voice counts. I hear a lot of Black people talking about, I ain't voting. You don't have to. But guess what? If you live in this, what we call democracy, it's your job to participate. The more people that we can get involved, the more people that we can put in position to make decisions for us, the better off we will be. But the decision starts with you at home. What you do at your home and with your family is important to what we do. Economics. We got to have an economic stimulus package that starts with us. Educating and inspiring and motivating and empowering ourselves, right, to get it together. We got to do it, because guess what? Nobody else is going to do it for us. And if you had answers, if you got solutions, if you got economic values in you, we need to educate that and spread it into our community. Then there's athletics, and we all need athletics in terms of health, wellness, fitness, nutrition, culture, and education. It is the only way. You got to take care of your body, people. That means your body and your mind, mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual, and cultural programs. We got to have them in our community. We are working on empowerment centers. We're going to put these centers all around the country that we can educate, motivate, and inspire our people. And lastly, it's a comprehensive education, and that comprehensive education starts with you. And shows like this is teaching us what we need to do to motivate and inspire ourselves. So that's it. That's the peace concept. It's politics, economics, athletics, health, wellness, fitness, nutrition, culture, and education. P is for politics. E is for education. Economics, I'm sorry. A is for athletics. And C is for culture. And E is for education. Learn the peace model. Teach it to your children and your family members. All right. Let's go to my main man, Stan Macklin. Stan, are you with me?
I'm with you, my brother. Hey, man, it's good to be a part of this wonderful nation program that speaks to the current events of today.
Man, Stan, the deck is packed today. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
Yeah, man, we got the deck.
I just love it when you're able to explain the pillars of the National African American Empowerment Association. You know, when we have institutions that define our own reality, quit trying to get in to fit in, this is where it's at. And this is what we're doing. And I just want to commend you for your leadership, my brother. It's paramount, and it's for such a time as this.
Thank you.
Let's have a
thank
good
you.
Show
All right. And I can't do it alone. It is people like you and the rest of these callers. And this is the thing about it, Stan. This is their show. This is our show. Where else in the country can African-Americans get together and have a conversation, right? A peaceful, right, because it's a peace concept, dialogue to talk about what our points of view are.
It's
nowhere else.
Again.
And guess what? You got that right. And we keep creating a network that helps us to have discussions, right? We don't all have to agree, but we do have to listen,
right?
And then we can do our own thing. Go do your homework, right? So I got a show that I think we could benefit from. And what I want to do is, man, this deck is full today. They're calling in. That's what I'm talking about. 845-277-9250 is your conversation. This is your show. Black people still don't get it. So I'm going to play a clip. I hope you all enjoy it, and we're going to have a dialogue.
What's happening to our children in public schools? Now, most of the time when I come over here, that's what I talk to you about.
This is Dr. Barbara Sizemore.
That's really where my life is centered. But it occurred to me that Alton's been in this struggle, and I'm very concerned about how we're progressing in it. So I thought a lot about it, sisters and brothers, and titled what I want to share with you tonight called Black People Still Don't Get It. For some time now, I have been trying to get the idea over that black people must take charge of their lives and those of their children. We can't leave this to other people to do because they're not going to do it. And we cannot sit around wringing our hands and shaking our heads and talking. It's getting late, brothers and sisters, especially for our children. Now, when it gets to the point that the way we live is destructive and leads to our extermination, then we have to think about what has happened to our culture. And we need to take a long, serious look at our condition now.
Amen. Go right there.
Go ahead.
If culture is the sum total of artifacts which any group accumulates in its struggle for survival and autonomy, then it's dynamic because it's a struggle. It's not static. It doesn't stand still and never change. It changes with the condition. Okay? Because as you try to survive and to be self-autonomous and the conditions change that keep you from doing that, you change in order to combat those conditions.
Yeah.
Am I making sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what is survival? I mean, you know what? Survival means that the group has to do at least three things. One, the group has to see that each individual member keeps himself or herself in good enough mental, moral, spiritual, and physical health long enough to reproduce that self and then take care of whatever you reproduce. That's the least. If you don't do that, the group dies. It's gone. Okay. So that's what survival means. In order to be self-autonomous, it means that the group has to have within its control the means to assure its survival.
Yeah.
All right.
You can't depend on nobody else to do that.
All right.
That's not going to happen. That's not the way the world works. Now, what are the chief obstacles to survival? Okay. Let's just be real. What are they? One is nature. You've got to have within the means of the group some way for the group to survive earthquakes, floods, hurricanes, tornadoes, whatever.
Right?
So nature is one. Other men and women who might want to take your land, water, means of survival. And yourself. You can't become no cotton-picking drug addict, alcoholic, kill yourself.
Right? That's right.
Okay. Those are the obstacles. Now, the culture that we pass down from generation to generation is supposed to help the group to survive and to be self-autonomous. The major way that we pass this culture on is through what? Groups. Family, church, school, organizations like this. Those are the means. Okay, now, unfortunately for us, we live in a country where the overriding values of the country are against us. Mm-hmm. For instance, these overriding values put in the positions of privilege people who are white, people who are male, and people who are wealthy. And these three groups dominate the society. So when we talk about teaching our children instrumental values like equality, liberty, fraternity, etc., we are talking about ordering those values under the institutional values of race, gender, and wealth, so that more white people get equality, liberty, and fraternity than black people, more men get equality, liberty, and fraternity than women, and more wealthy people get equality, liberty, and fraternity than poor people. You get it?
All right.
All right. Did you get it? Stan, are you there?
I'm here, my brother.
All right. What you got?
She's just declaring the state of us as a race of people. And, of course, we don't get it. And those that have got it don't know how to share it with those that need it. That's why I appreciate this program, African American Empowerment Association and 365 radio program, because what we're doing is we got a platform and we open up freedom of expression. We give people the opportunity to get it or to express it on this platform. That's why we got people calling from all over the country, even out of the country, because they like this platform. It's real. So we get it.
We get it.
But it don't just stop there. It don't just stop there. No. We got to move beyond just us to we. We get it. It's the village.
That's right. We are greater than me every day. Hey, Stan, you ready to go to the lines?
Yes, let's go.
Let's see what the people got to say. It's the People's Show, Empowerment Network, 365 days of motivation and personal empowerment just for you. It's your main man, Marvin Rohn, and Stan Macklin, 5411. You're live and you're first on the Empowerment Network. Talk to us, caller.
Go ahead, caller. 5411.
Going once. Going twice. Maybe they just want to listen. Maybe they still don't know what they need to do, so we're going to help them out. Black people still don't get it. All right, I'm going to eight. Go ahead, brother.
This will catch you off guard. It catch you off guard. It catch you, like, say, being exposed. And when you say we don't get it, that brings attention to a problem. The world is in a serious condition. I mean, come on, this is no joke what's going on out here. And if we don't collaborate together to get it to the place where we make a difference, it's a sad, sad situation.
That's true, brother. She talked about a whole lot. She talked about our responsibility in taking charge of our lives and the lives of our children. She talked about culture and the condition of the institutions, right? And we need institutions like this and schools and churches and other organizations to work with us to work together. All right, I'm going to slide on over to 8128. Are you ready? 8128 is the Empowerment Network. You're on live.
Go ahead, Colin. They're listening today, man.
Yeah, they're listening today.
So
well, maybe we'll just... All right, I'm going up
top.
I'm going to. Hey.
Hello.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, my brother. You're right. The You know, the system that went into a whole lot of things, you know, from an anthropological standpoint in terms of our growth. I was just thinking about her words, and I was saying to myself, it's only been a couple of generations that we really have been totally disconnected from that loop that she was talking about.
Uh-huh.
In terms of having our own communities, raising our kids to our own value, giving them
uh-huh.
the leg up, you know, to come back to the community with some form of broader education and understanding of how to keep our particular black community going. You know, because since they've been breaking up black communities and since they've been,
uh-huh.
you know, but black people have been going to other than black colleges. They've
Uh-oh.
Been going into the white world. So we've been losing our greatest resource, which is the family unit and, you know, the next generation based on the fact that they've been lured into the white society thinking that they will get some form of notoriety when they wind up becoming even more servitude to white
right.
society and then totally leaving the black community to start to dissipate. Because we need that fresh knowledge, that understanding, that economic investment of those who go to college or go to trade schools or whatever, build businesses, to come back to the community. But right now, from what I'm looking at, we have to build our own community at this point because they don't tow it down so badly that we have to come together and pool our money and invest in our children to help them to rebuild our community, to rebuild a community for us that is based on black objectives, on black cultural values.
Uh-huh.
And that will give us the view of ourselves that will allow us to stay together. Because most of us don't even know what generations past have gone through. Or they only have a limited view of it rather than a more holistic or interconnected view of how black communities thrive before the last maybe, let's say, 50 years.
Well, you know, our leaders led us into integration, which now we find
yes.
ourselves figuring all out again. And so there are a lot of things that we're going to talk about today, brother. We're going to talk about values, equity, right? Those institutional values that we need in our community. And so I dig your point. I like it, right? And I appreciate you calling in. I'm going to pull back to Stan. But hold on, brother, because we're going to come back to you.
Okay.
Stan.
Yes, yes.
The
yes.
brother laid it down.
Well, he did. Self-awareness is what it's all about. And we know what to do. We just got to do it. If we don't do it, then we become victims.
This institution that we call the black community has to change because we don't get what we need to do. But we have to work as a collective to improve the education of our children, to instill a sense of value and community in our children, and that they should be inspired to compete on every level around the world. I'm going to 9282. You ready, Stan?
Let's go.
All right. 9282 is the Empowerment Network. Marvin Rohn, Stan Macklin, you're live.
Peace, brothers, sisters. Hope
hey.
All is well today with all of you.
Mm-hmm.
Brother, I wrote two questions down last night, and I did not know the topic for today when I wrote these questions down.
Uh-huh.
And the sister you were saying, we don't get it.
Mm.
And my first question I wrote down last night was, what is it that we want America to do or become? We haven't asked that question yet, or I haven't heard it. What is it that we want America to do or to become? And then once we answer that, let's just hypothetically say, well, we want America to become heaven. Okay, that's what we want from our country, from the system and what we live in. We want it to become heaven. We want it to become peaceful, loving, caring, sharing, just society.
I like that.
Where is all heaven? That's what we want, if that's what we want. Then if you don't get that, what are you going to do?
I want them to stop being racist.
Where you live, if where you are living can't become or is not what you want it to be, then what are you going to do about it? What comes after that? And then it ties into, because what are we going to leave our children? What's our legacy? And as the sister said, I kind of want to emphasize survival. Not that I disagree with we want to survive, but I want to do more than survive. I want to live.
Mm-hmm. I want to thrive.
You know, thrive. I want to do something. I want to build my legacy. So if I want where I live to be heaven, the country that I live in is great and equal and just for all, peaceful, loving, caring. If I want that for heaven, that becomes my legacy. That's what I pass on to my children as we are, quote-unquote, surviving, living on. I don't want to pass hell on to my children. If my country is like that and I can't get it to do the things that I want it to do or want it to become, then I have to say, what am I going to do about it? Am I going to stay? Am I going to tolerate it? Am I going to keep hope alive and keep hoping that it change, seeing that it never will? I have to accept, it's like Maya Angelou said, if a person show you, a man show you who he is, believe him. Don't hang around and wait for him to change and ask him over and over and over again to do something. He done showed you who he is. America has showed us who it is, who we are. We consistently want to hang around and keep hope alive, hoping things going to get different, hoping. I sometimes say we hoping for white folks to change. But as Maya Angelou said, if a man shows you who he is, believe him. It's more than survival. We have to live. We have to thrive, as you say. We have to take charge. As you said, we can't wait for other folk to educate our children, to do the things we need to do. We have to ask the question, what is it that we want America to do or become? And if she can't do that or won't do it or just can't do it, then it falls on us. Then what are you going to do about it? I'm not saying you got to become violent, but you got to decide, well, I know where I am. It's not going to become what I want it to become. It's not going to become what I've been told it is, because they just can't do it. So then I have to decide. We have to decide. I can't take it no more. I've had enough. I move on. I do something else, and don't look back.
That's right. And so, thank you, brother.
Don't look back. Yes,
thank
sir.
You. I like that. Hold on a second. We're coming back to you. Hey, what we've done is we've created a platform to start talking about having agendas. That's a political agenda. That's an economic agenda. That's an agenda that looks at your health, your wellness, your fitness, what you eat, how you take care of your mind and your body, having cultural programs and activities like a program just like this. And then an education, a comprehensive education of asking yourself what you need to do, like you said, to get the job done. What you got, Stan?
Well, right. The brother hits it right on the head as well. And I don't think it was a coincidence that he wrote down those questions, because we are admonished when we pray the Lord's Prayer, thy will be done on earth. Now, we don't live on Jupiter, Mars, Saturn. We live on earth. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And heaven is an inclusive place. It is a place where the former things are passed away. Okay? It's a utopia. It's something far beyond our comprehension, but it's nothing but bliss. Okay? It's not no pie in the sky, it's real. But You don't have to wait to die to go there. You can live in a state of heaven here on earth if we will collaborate together to make a difference. That's called passing the blessing. It can be done, but we must unify. And let's not sabotage ourselves. We should not look at to what we can't do. We can do all things. We can do it. And so we got to quit trying to mimic other races and be who we are, original kings and queens, and make a difference.
I like that.
Right here on earth.
All right, what we need to know about culture, institutional, and capitalism, what we still don't get, what we don't understand about how we need to create institutions that define our own reality. Stan, I'm moving on over to 0946. 0946 is the Empowerment Network. Marvin Rowan and Stan Macklin, are you available?
I am available. I'm just listening today, brother. I got a headache that just came out of nowhere, but I'm listening, and I'm here to support.
All right. Okay. Thank you. We appreciate you, and we hope you feel better. Send some blessings your way. Sending blessings
there
your way. Let's move on down to 7974. You're live on the Empowerment Network. Marvin Rowan and Stan Macklin, are you with us today?
Hi, yes, I'm here.
Hey.
I mean, I think the clip that you played was accurate. I mean, I think part of it, though, is that to your caller's point, what is the it that we don't get? And I don't think we all agree on what that it is. But I think conversations like this help expand and provide opportunities for people to have input on that agenda of what that it is. I mean, I think the thing that you've laid out in talking about the different aspects of DNAE is part of it, right? But I think in the point to education, I think part of it is, for me, we have to pick what we're going to invest in. I mean, there's so much we can do, right? But I think there's ways in which we have to decide what is going to be our mission and what's going to be our purpose and what piece we can help move along. And I think that's the piece where people get stuck a lot of times because it can be overwhelming because there's so much to do. But I think people need to sort of pick your lane and pick what you can help move along. And again, that is the it that we're looking at. But becoming a part of the solution is part of that. And I think for me, when I think about the education piece and how we empower people, the clip spoke to the fact that, you know, the values of this nation are not aligned with their oppositional to ours, right? We're taught very much to be individualized as a westernized, individualized nation. And we're talking about, even just in this call, several people talked about, right, collectively how we move forward. We're talking about how we do it together. And so I think we have to really drill down and think about more about really the individualized nature.
We got you.
Of who we are, in addition to how we can think about how we help the next person. And I don't think we do enough of that, quite frankly. And I don't think we trust ourselves enough. I think we have been taught to lean on a system to make decisions for us. With our children in school, with our court system, our criminal justice system, right? We are in a society that teaches us to get, I'm not telling you not to get a lawyer, but I'm saying that it is really where we sort of are dependent on others to make decisions for us. And I think that makes us become complacent. And not having the knowledge, but just giving it out to others to be able to make decisions for us. But I think in our system that we use right now, currently, you have to be able to understand the system. So when you're talking about earlier, you open with voting, absolutely you need to vote, right? And again, as the old adage goes, right, you don't vote. If you don't vote, don't complain. But you need to be able to vote so that things can change. It may not be the same speed of change, right? But when things don't change, if you're not evolved, they're going to change anyway. Someone's going to tell your story for you, whether you're telling your story or not, and you're involved. So why not get control of that story? And I think that's what we need to do. I think as a community, we need to figure out what is our story and how are we going to get control of it, because it's going to be told whether we're in it or not.
True. So true. Thank you, sister. Hold tight. We have to, and the sister hit it on the head, Stan, we're looking at mission, vision, and purpose. You got to have a mission, you got to have a vision, and you got to have a purpose in life. And we can't sit around complaining about the system, right? We know how it's established. I think it's our job, if we're going to stay here, because you have an option to leave, right? Africa and any other country is waiting to take you in if you want to go. But if you want to stay here and participate, there's some things that you can do. Right. Working in politics, if that's your lane, like she said, get a political agenda, start a task force or a community or a civic group and get busy. Right. And so you have to be able to say, this is where I am. Right. For example, me, Martin Luther King had a dream. Marvin Rowe got a vision for empowerment for African-Americans. So I'm going to talk to you every Saturday about what that potentially could be. And as we continue to rein out those thoughts and ideas about what change can look like, then we go and actualize that with activities, empowerment centers and empowerment activities, all the things that we've done, the wisdom. That's right, the wisdom that we put out there. And we continue to do this. What you think, Stan?
Well, I think we fail to see how good and precious life can be. We operate so much in doom and gloom and negativity, causes us to tune out the big picture. When we're able to see how good and precious that life can be, it gives you a willingness to strive into the future. It gives you the foundational tenets to lay down for the next generation to build into their future.
So true.
But if we're always walking in doom and gloom and negativity and trying to fit in to somebody else's reality, that's not it. No. We are unique. Just like there's nobody on the face of this earth that has fingerprints like you, because you are unique. And when we have that unified consciousness, man, the sky's not even the limit for us. It's not. The brother said it right. We can literally create our state of heaven, and we have to walk in that. It says, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So we need to strive to see and even pray how good and precious life can be. And that gives you the opportunity to literally perpetuate happiness and joy and peace and prosperity, because things are being sustained in a sustainable way. So we got work
to do. That's so true. We got work to do. So she talked about the obstacles, right? And these are the things that we have to ensure our survival, because we're really talking about survival of a group. Right, we've survived a whole lot of things. We survived slavery. We've survived Jim Crow. We survived segregation. We survived lynching. We've done it all, but now it's time, right? It is our season to begin to stand up and become productive in terms of developing institutions that define our own reality, that take care of us. One of the obstacles, she said, was nature. Nature is definitely an obstacle. You can't protect yourself but so much against wind, rain, and hurricanes and tornadoes. And then she said other people, others, other groups, whether that's people who put their stores on the corner in some of our communities, whether there is a system that's against you, right? If there is a community of people who have been working at large to do damage to your community, you have to acknowledge that. And then she said ourselves. So that means if you're talking about alcoholism, if you're talking about drugs and selling drugs in your own community, those are the things that we got to stop doing. We got to start beginning to make changes in how we look at ourselves and how we can develop our culture and community better. All right, I'm going back to 8128. You there?
Go ahead, caller.
Yes, hey. My brother, I've been listening. And actually, what I was thinking about basically was the fact that you began the show by talking about there's an election coming up.
True.
And talking about that election, I'm thinking about how I was listening to this brother talking on the show, and he hit the nail on the head when he said that black people are taken for granted. They are taken for granted in the sense that they are looked at as going to support the Democratic Party. They're like, we ain't got to offer black folks nothing. Black folks is just going to vote for us. We tell them, we'll give them lip service like we've been giving them lip service for the last 50 years, and we ain't gave them nothing but deterioration because black people ain't asking for nothing. And the ones who do ask for something are asking for something for themselves because they don't have an agenda. They're not presenting us with an agenda that says, you got my vote as a group only if you give us this. Only if you support us with that. Only if you give our community these kinds of things. That's not happening. So what do? They give us a bunch of lip service. Go back in history. Take a look at all the 50 years of lip service they've been giving us and all the things we've been losing on top of. That is how we come together. We have to have our own agenda. Democratic, Republican, all of that, as we all know, and we should know, okay, it's just two sides of the same coin. Neither one of them care nothing about it, but they do care.
Oh.
If you got something to say. If you got something to put forward for you as a group. I think that we need to start there on one level. We need to make it known that our vote, it's not for granted. It is for sale to those who want to supply the things we need. I don't care who it is, Republican, Democrat, or anybody else. I'm saying that it's not about a party. It is about us. It is about us being informed on and having a leadership available for us to say, we will vote for whoever is going to supply our needs. Who is going to guarantee that we're going to get what we need? Because people do it all the time, and they're doing it. Corporations are doing it. White middle-class communities are doing it. We are the only people who, as a people, our vote is taken for total and absolute granted. And it has been.
That's true.
For a long time.
But it's up to us because, to do something about it.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm talking about starting now. I'm talking about on the local level on up.
Uh-huh.
You know, people, they've been giving us lip service, but look at the deterioration of the community at the same time. Every time they make a promise, we get less. it's insane. Okay? And this whole hope alive thing, no. Hope is, no, lay up a hope. Give me some guarantee. Give me based on what I do, what you get. What I want, what I supply, and what I'm willing to sacrifice for. Now, those things have to be things that have to be thought out. Like we were talking earlier about the family structure, about, you know, nurturing the family, about the family having moral and ethical values. Okay?
We need it.
You know, like you said, right. Those things have to be reestablished as a foundation for you being able to have a clear mind about something that you want to do. Everybody else in this world or in this country, I should say more directly, have objectives for what they want to do that are structured, that are planned, that are focused. We have to go inside and reestablish our foundation. Okay.
All right.
We won't need those people if we establish ourselves, our own needs. Okay. So.
True.
And I thank you for this show because this show is part of that foundation. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We need
That's
to
right.
go ahead and good and go deeper,
True.
Go broader. You know what I'm saying? And strive even more. You know.
All right.
With this. Okay.
Thank you, brother. Hold tight. Stay in. We got to make some promises to ourselves. There are people making promises all the time, right? And I think just
mm-hmm.
like children, you can tell children if they sit down and be quiet, they'll get a treat. If they act right,
mm-hmm.
we are not children anymore. We've grown up.
No.
So let's act like grown-ups.
No.
Let's create some institutions and let's have agendas that meet our needs and speak specifically to our needs. And like we had the leadership summit, we have a desperate need for leadership that are not bought. Right, our leadership want jobs and money, right? And we do need that, but there's a way that we can achieve that. What you think, Stan?
Well, we have the resources, we have the talent,
yes,
we
do.
We have the intellect, we have the ability to achieve. Period. We just have to do it. The sister said it. That's why she said. She said, in my journey, I couldn't realize black folks just don't get it. And that can be frustrating. But, you know, I know we don't get it. And some of us that have got it, we have become selfish to the extent that we don't share. I'm a firm believer that it is more blessed to give than to receive. And when you got it, you share it. It's more blessed to give than receive. And so when we operate in the context that we are achievers, then we reproduce after our kind. We reproduce. And we just don't do that. We need to do that more. And there's no limitations on what we can do. I'm of the mindset that it all anchors in really one thing. Desire.
Huh.
Everything.
Come on, brother.
It's desire. Yeah, we don't have to dare to desire. We are desire. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he'll give you the desires of your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Whatsoever things ye desire when ye pray, believe and ye shall have them. Desire is the fruits of our expectation. And so we got to take our desire and allow it to become more meaningful in an everyday fashion. Desire is what it's all about. If you don't have a desire, you have no will to live. So it's all with desire.
True.
And we must operate from that position of desire to achieve additional creativity.
We got to know what we want, right? Again, you got to have an agenda. I don't care if you're a Republican and that you're black. If you got a good agenda,
I don't care about that stuff either, man.
I would
That's
love to hear it. How are we going to help ourselves?
You hit it in the head. I don't care about that Democrat, Republican, and I do vote. You know what I vote for? I vote for a person who I feel can carry out the office of the president. I'm
Hello.
Into the office of the president. I'm not into the president. I'm into the office of the president because the office of the position is what that person can do. Listen, when a person understands the dynamics of any position, you can do things. I'm president of the founder president of the Harriet Tubman Cultural Center. I don't have no limitations as to what I can't do. That's right. If I have any limitations, it's because my expectations doesn't realize that I'm not tapping into my desire to produce.
We desire must, again.
Right. It all boils down to desire. I desire to do this. I desire to do that. I desire to go here. I desire to go there. It's all desire. What if you go back to that original story, what did that serpent tell Eve? He said, God ain't told you if you eat this fruit, you won't die. He know that if you do this, you're going to desire to be like him. So we got to understand it's all about desire. Don't let nobody kill your desire, and don't be trying to live other people's desire.
Hello,
you
for
have
that.
A desire. You was born to fulfill a desire on earth. Period.
Period. So the question becomes, Dan, what are you producing? All right? What are you producing
That's
politically?
It. There you go.
Right?
That's
what
it.
Is your... What are you going to produce? And we're not just talking about the national elections. We're talking at every level, locally, wherever you live, the community that you live in, what is your voice, right? And your voice and your vote matters. What's your economic agenda, right? What's your economic voice in your community, in your family, the people who you can impact, right? What voice is that? Let's go over to 9282. 9282.
You said it right. That's it.
What you got?
First, I want to say, and this is probably another time. We're running out of time. This is probably a topic for another week. But I would ask the question, did we survive slavery or did we submit to it? There is a difference. Okay? Surviving and submitting.
What's the difference, brother? What's the difference?
Well, if you surviving something, you say to me that I survived slavery. I went through all that hell. I did everything they threw on me, and I survived it. I walked through. I'm now the man or woman or people we were prior to slavery. You threw all that on me for over 400 years, and we as a people survived it. We still, the kings and queens, the gods and goddesses we were before slavery. That's surviving it, submitting to it. Is a whole nother thing. Submitting to it produces some good niggas who don't realize that they done submitted to it and have not survived it. It's still ongoing. But like I said, that's another topic for another week. One thing we don't get.
Well, you're right in the sense that there are two constitutions. The first one didn't have nothing to do with us. We weren't even included in it. That's why they
Amen
said, hey, we done left out a whole group of people, and we got to include them, the sympathizers, and they did it with the 13th, which killed Abraham Lincoln, the 14th and the 15th Amendment. That's supposed to be our participation in the pie. But let me tell
right.
you something. That's their pie. It's still
exactly.
their pie.
They said they
still
we got
pie.
To include them. Right. Another thing we don't get is it's not our system. This is not
yes.
our system.
Right.
It's the white man's system. And also, the system is worldwide. There's no way you can go in this world and get away from this system. What's the number one economic structure in the world? Capitalism. What's the number
dollar.
One monetary
dollar
thing
the
in the world? The dollar.
Dollar the
okay. The dollar is what's the number one language that most of you got to be able to speak? English.
English.
You know,
English.
I mean, that's the system is worldwide.
That's
it's not just America.
Brother. Come on, it's indoctrination.
Right.
It's indoctrination,
it.
And indoctrination can lead to ruination. And that's what the sister's saying. We don't get it because
we've
been
get
run.
It. We've been socialized. They call it socialization. We've been socialized, and we don't get it. Schools socialize. Church just socialize. Mm-hmm. Your home socialize, because we've been taught how to act and function in the system. That's what we don't get.
But it's time
it's
out
not,
for that now. Even Almighty God says time out. Time out. No more.
Enough.
Pandemic is real. Pandemic is real. No more so-called church. No more so-called business as usual. It's time for humanity to sit down and get it. Get it together.
Get it together.
It's time out.
We got to get it. So we're talking about race, gender, wealth, and capitalism, right? And those
and
are the systemic structures, right, that we got to face. This is a racist system. It just is, whether you want to face it or not. It is all about gender, and it's that gender role thing that dominates the world that you talked about, and then that monetary thing, right, the wealth that comes from capitalism. Are we teaching our kids to understand the capitalistic system? Do we understand it? Do we know how to participate in it? If we're going to be here, you got to understand the system dynamics, right?
We teach survival. We teach survival to our children. That's why they go off and be drug dealers. That's why they go off. See, we're suicidal as a people. We don't realize that either. If you're selling drugs in your neighborhood, you're suicidal. You're selling liquor
still
in your neighborhood,
you're capitalism.
Suicidal.
We're capitalizing in the wrong way.
We're suicidal, right? We it's survival, and it may come individualized. How I survive? That's why we sell out. Well, I got to get mine.
Well, for some
like
people
got,
that's hurting, with some people that they're hurting so bad that for them suicide is a way out because they're tired of this misery.
I understand.
What we're saying is, that's not the way to go.
Nope. But you know, Brother Stan, I know you remember. You know, back in the day, and Aldo was on his way out when I was a little boy. Man, we stuck together. Man,
yes,
we were poor. Like I tell people, we were poor, but we were poor together.
We had fun together.
We didn't know we were poor. We just had a good time and we helped each other. You know, older brothers come home drunk on the weekends. We didn't knock them in the head. We took them home. You know, if you didn't have something to eat, man, we go next door and say, Mama, Miss Ruth, Mama said, can you spare this and spare? I mean, it was throughout the neighborhood. And that's when people really, four blocks down the street, said, boy, you better stop doing that. I call your mama on you. And we'll beat you. And then call your mama and tell her she hit you. And then you get another whipping when you got home. That was real.
That was it. That's it.
That's how we live. We respect, because we could be up 2, 3 o'clock in the morning in Gilpin Court, man. All hanging out, no gunshots, no nothing, man. Just families, you know. It was together. Now I saw it slowly deteriorate. But
something happened at one time.
We were together as a people, man, holding on. But survival kicked in, and then I gotta compete with you. I gotta compete with this Negro. I gotta compete with that Negro. I gotta, you know, I can outsing him. I can outrun him. I can outthrow him. I can do this. Oh, I look pretty, so I can get that gal. It's just competitive and chasing that dollar, and losing all morality in the process.
Hello.
You know, they say the dollar ain't the root of all evil. It's the love of money that's the root of all evil. And we fell in love with it and became suicidal. We start self-destruction.
You
know, who wrote that old song, Self-Destruction Years? Remember the one, Self-Destruction? I mean, that's what we've been doing and still are doing. We got to give all that up. Stop chasing that dollar. Stop chasing. We need to redefine, as I said before, don't let others define what success is to us.
Okay, look at it. People, and we've all, now, those of you that haven't traveled, I've been to several third world countries. And most people in third world countries, they have one thing. They have a desire. And that desire is to come to America where they can release that desire. That's all what it's about for people. And so we have to understand that we have a desire that we just need to return back to our original state and produce, be fruitful, multiply, replenish, subdue. It's not rocket scientists.
Nope. Why can't love be a desire? I desire to love myself. I desire love my people. I desire to love my people and my kind.
Yes.
I desire to do what's right. I desire to stand up for you. You know?
Yes.
I desire to share everything I have with you. It's all about us. It's not about me. It's about us. I desire that we be together as a people, that we love each other.
And you know what? Those other people groups that have come here to this country, they see that, they take that desire and they get here, and what do? Start doing it. They start reproducing, start multiplying, all because of that desire to get here. They feel they don't care. They'll leave everything. If I just... Right now, if I can just get to America,
I can exercise my desire, and they'll drown in the crossing the Mohammed Desert, whatever, trying to get here to fulfill that desire.
And take advantage of us.
East Africa, West Africa, and they say, I just want to get to America and be a businessman to have a desire.
And they all that
but
come.
This is
take
the land of opportunity.
Us.
This is
but
the land of opportunity.
They take advantage of us, though. All the immigrants
the
that have come into this country have gotten government deals and they've taken advantage of black folks. And I heard
that's
Farrakhan
why we
got to
pull together.
Farrakhan said one time, we are the breasts that feed everybody that come to this country.
Yep. All right. Yep. Well, we're going to have to feed on ourselves. Hold on, brother. I'm going down to 2258. You're empowered. You're alive. 2258, are you there?
Yes. I joined kind of late, so I'm just listening in. Thank you, though.
All right. Thank you.
Listening.
All right. They listening. I like that. So feel free to share, right, or at any time. This is your conversation. This is your program. And so what we've been talking about today is what black people still don't get. Do we don't get that working collectively is the way? Understanding capitalism and how it affects and impact. There's a whole nother strategy because capitalism is about getting that money. By any means necessary, right? So how are we going to create institutions that define our own realities? I'm going back to 8128. Let me see what you got. 8128. Are you there, brother?
You listening today?
All right. Let them listen. All right. We thank you, brother. We want to keep that line open. Stan, we need to know how important culture is. We need to understand institutions and how they work and how to create our own. Like you said, we're not standing around anymore, right? She said we got to stop wringing our hands and we got to stop hoping and we got to go to work. Ain't nothing wrong with hard work. But you got to do it for yourself. You got to do it for your family. You got to do it for your community. What you got, brother?
You got to apply the principles for success. It's laws. I mean, if I go up here and jump off the building, it's a natural law. I'm going to get hurt. It's just a law, you know? You get yourself in some water and you're not a fish, you're going to drown. I don't care if you do know how to swim and so forth like that. You go up under the water, you got to have the equipment, but you know, there's natural laws, and we got to understand the laws of how things function. We were put
here
for a reason, to make a difference.
Let's make a difference.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, we should make a difference. You know, humanity is the only creation that devours its wounded. I don't know why we do that. We should not do that. We should perpetuate and enhance humanity.
Like the brother talked about love, right? If you got love in your heart, then you would do what love guides you to do.
Right.
But if you just got that dollar on your mind and taking advantage of other people, it's never going to work that way. Let's slide on over to 7974. 7974, you there?
Yeah, I mean, I know we're running short on time. What I would say is that I think one thing we have to understand as black people in this nation is that we really are in a state of emergency. And I think that even if you can look a few years back, the UN wrote a report about the state of black people in America. I mean, think about that. The UN talked about the treatment of mass incarceration, education, police brutality, so much so that compared to other places, we are in a state of emergency for black people. And so I think understanding what that means, right? Just like when you're on a plane and the plane is going down, they say you take care of yourself before you try to take care of others. We have to endow ourselves with the knowledge, the education, and the tools so that we can help others. It's not take care of yourself so that you can just be okay. that's an individual. I'm just going to stop trying to say it. That's being an individual. But collectively, we don't have to take care of everybody. But I think the point is, to all of the pieces, is that we got to take care of ourselves first. I mean, that's your point to your health, your wellness, your mental health. I think that we did, to your caller's point, survive. I don't think survival means the absence of trauma, right? I think there's surviving slavery and surviving incidents, but I don't think you carry on from surviving stuff when you don't carry on what you learned from it and also the trauma that comes with it that you have to deal with. So that's my comment. Thank you.
Thank you, sister. We're going to go a little bit over today, Stan, if you don't mind. I think it's important that we understand the things that we need to get. So the question before we wrap up today, and we're in overtime, and that's okay today. What are those things that we don't get that we need to get right now, right? The alarm has been sounded, right? There's a fire that's going on that we need to put out. What are those things that we don't get that we need to get? 9282, what you got?
Well, I think the biggest thing we don't get right now that we need to understand is that we are in a hellish society, been born and reared in a hellish society, and the society does not have our best interests at heart. The society was set up to put us in the situation that we are in and to keep us there. That's what we need to understand and realize. Stop touring around with it. Stop.
What is hellish? Can you unpack that for me?
Evil, wicked, murderous, unjust.
That's true.
Suicidal. It's all those things. Whatever you think that make up hell, it's right here.
This contamination.
Is yes. Destroying the planet. Don't give nothing. Just all about it's the money, the power behind the money, and self-destruction. It's just the infirmary of hell. That's the, you know, the fire, the burning that the Bible talks about. It's just ain't no good in it. If I sum it up, okay, ain't no good in it, and we got to stop looking for it to be good and find the goodness and the greatness and the godliness in us. But don't look for it in this country.
All right, I think we can do it ourselves. I think we're the goodness, right? If we're not corrupted. Right. If we're not corrupted, I think we can make a difference because we have the heart to do it. All right, Stan, what you got? Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir.
Well, there's been a lot of profound things said today. We just have to apply ourselves and put ourselves in a position and to know how to operate from that position. Look at the platform that you do have. What are you doing with it? How are you making a difference? Right in your sphere, starting in your neighborhood, in your circle of influence, what are you doing with your platform to make a difference? And if you see that it's not doing anything, then I would encourage you to get connected with those that are about empowerment so that you can be part of that consciousness that's making a difference.
All right. Thank you, Stan. So go out today onto YouTube and listen to the lecture by Dr. Barbara Sizemore on Black People Still Don't Get It. And really listen to that. And I encourage you all to continue to be positive, to be peaceful and productive. As we close out today, saying thank you for listening. Thank you, all callers, and the ones who just listened today. Thank you for joining us that way. It's 365 days of motivation, personal empowerment just for you. Always, always be the best person that you can be. It is up to us because you are a direct reflection of who we are. We'll talk to you next week. Peace, love, and blessings. Be the best. The very best you can.